Okay, good evening everybody here at the Jewish Center of Teaneck. There's a very difficult and challenging Rashi that begins the Chumash, where Rashi quotes in the name of a teacher, Rabbi Yitzchak, and he says that the truth of the matter is that the Torah could have skipped the entire Sefer Bereishis, could have skipped the beginning of Sefer Shmos, Parshas Va'era, all the way up until the 12th chapter, and the Torah could have started with the psukim about HaChodesh HaZelachem, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. And it's a shocking question to pose. Could we really function without knowing our basic history, the basic story of the patriarchs and the matriarchs, the Avos and the Imahos? The question is what it is, and the answer is perhaps even more surprising. So then, why do we have these things? Why do we have these stories? So if you asked me, I would say we have these stories because Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, as we spoke about on as Yantif was ending, that like the Netziv says, it's important for us to learn Derech Eretz, the Sefer HaYesharim, to learn how to behave from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The remarkable thing that the answer which is given has nothing to do with that. The answer which is given is that Hashem wanted to establish that He created the entire world, and therefore it's up to God to decide who gets which parcel of land, and therefore the Jewish people, contrary to popular opinion, are not thieves. They're not, as they would say today, occupiers of foreign agents occupying the Middle East, but koach ma'asa v'gileamo, lases lahem nachlas goyim, that the Jewish people have a right to the land of Israel. So there's two things just to comment on when it comes to this very shocking tradition. The fact that the question could be posed that, really the Torah should have started with HaChodesh HaZelachem is something that Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal used to talk about quite often, and he would note that the basic assumption of the question seems to be that really the purpose of the Torah is to give us halachos. And since we really have only three mitzvos in all of Sefer Bereishis, we have the mitzvah of Pur Revu, we have the mitzvah of Bris Milah, we have the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha, but then we don't really have any mitzvos beyond that until we get to HaChodesh HaZelachem, Kiddush HaChodesh, and Karban Pesach, is that the thrust of the question appears to be that since the Torah is a book of law, is a book of mitzvos, why should we really have stories to start it? And that itself is very important because it reminds us of the centrality of mitzvah to our religious observance. There are many religions, there are many thought systems where the emphasis is not on concrete action, where the emphasis is kind of on overarching values. And certainly, we care a great deal about values, we care a great deal about a person's beliefs, but we also have a very strong tradition, asher ki dishanu b'mitzvosav, that we are sanctified and elevated by having concrete obligations and responsibilities. And this is something which is very important and needs to be reinforced in every generation, because literally in every single generation since the giving of the Torah, there have been individuals or communities that have argued for, we don't really need to keep the rules, we don't need to keep the law, we only need to keep the spirit of law. This is, of course, the story of Christianity, but it's a story of many groups that have come up since then. And that's the first point that should be made about this medrash, is that the question, the Torah could have started with the first set of laws, essentially, HaChodesh HaZelachem, is very suggestive. That's point number one. Now, the answer, and with this I'll conclude, is equally important. It was always a remarkable thing to me growing up, thinking about this since I first learned this Rashi, it's probably 7 years old, the idea that the first Rashi in the Torah is that Hashem gave the land of Israel to the Jewish people, and it was really important, and that all of Sefer Bereishis could justify this point itself. There's a Gemara in Maseches Nedarim that says, really, we wouldn't have needed all of Nach had the Jewish people not sinned, and we needed to be rebuked by the Nevi'im. But Sefer Yehoshua we would have always needed, because Sefer Yehoshua tells us about the land of Israel. So the connection between the Jewish people and the land of Israel is apparently such an important thing, and such a deep thing, that it warrants the entire Sefer Bereishis having been written. And again, implicitly what this suggests to us is that this too will be challenged in every single generation. And it's, unfortunately, it's more than a little ironic. Right, we're rereading Parshas Bereishis, we're thinking about this Rashi, when just last week, despite all of the archaeological evidence, despite all of the historical evidence, that there are governing bodies, world bodies, that continue to make resolutions that deny the historical connection between the Jewish people and not just the land of Israel, but the city of Jerusalem. And this Rashi says, that in every generation we would need to be reminded that there is indeed this very important connection between the Jewish people and the land of Israel. And this is something that we work very, very, very hard to communicate to our students, to our children, and to pass on to the next generation. It doesn't appear that the world is getting any more amenable or friendlier to the idea that the Jewish people belong in the land of Israel. So this is something that even if we can't necessarily aspire to convince the world of the idea, we need to know it for ourselves. We need to believe it with every fiber of our being so that we'll succeed in passing on this very deep conviction to our children and so that they can carry the flame of that particular Masorah forward.